Talking property for summithomesgroup.com.au.
Yes, and a very, very good morning, everybody, and a thank you to Philippa Ma for the news. And Philippa will be back ahead of Sports World with another bulletin of 8:82 6PR News. And as you may have just heard with our little intro, Rob Drewitt, by the way, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have a brand new sponsor, Summit Homes,
that's
and
fabulous.
We're delighted to have them on board. And
Well-known name in Perth.
Western Australia. Absolutely, and we can say they're keeping the tradition alive, I suppose.
Yes.
Because we've got a $100 a cash to give away, thanks to our friends at Summit Homes. Yeah, and joining us today, we're all a bit out of breath because we couldn't get a park.
I know what's going on
the
here.
The joint's been taken over by workmen. There's about 700 workmen in there. I thought they might be revamping our studio. No such luck. They're out in the office.
No, this is heritage protected.
Christmas decorations, isn't it?
That's probably what they are. That voice belongs to Mike Bradford, and he's the CEO of Landgate, and he's popped in at somewhat late notice, Mike. So thank you, mate, for rearranging your schedule this morning.
No worries, Harvey. I did the volleyball tour drop-off at the airport for my younger son, so I got rid of him, we're away.
So where's he playing?
There are a big bunch of school kids head off to Melbourne. There's a massive volleyball tournament that happens in Melbourne this week. And there were three schools leaving from Qantas this morning.
You got the right terminal. Don't want to make the wrong turn off.
I'm glad I wasn't on that flight.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They'd all be very excited. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
Good-o. Oh, well, that's great, mate. Well, all the best to you. What's your son's name?
That's Nick.
Nick, so what time did he take off in Melbourne close?
They left at 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay, our time, so a couple more hours and they will land in Melbourne, and good luck in the championships. 922-11882, give Gemma a call and she'll pop you straight through. And of course, as I say, all our callers go into the draw for $100 cash from Summit Homes. 922-11882. You can also send us a text or an email. They don't qualify for the prize, but nonetheless, we'll answer them. Of course, the talk back number we've given you, the SMS is 19999 677, and the email can be harvey@6pr.com.au. We've got a call already. We do like
first cab off the rank
early calls, don't we? Because
absolutely kick off the program,
we get a bit of time to answer them. Rod of Canning Vale, hi Rod.
G'day, how are you going?
Good morning, Rod, how can we help you?
I've got this interim rate notice from the Gosnells Council,
right,
and Evan was for a shed built back in 2008.
Okay.
And there's nothing on the interim rates notice saying what the variation was for, but we've only been here 2.5 years. The previous owners put the shed up, even it all been approved and everything, but they put a variation or an interim rate notice on it. But in the covering letters got here, as a result of this review, you are now receiving an interim notice for those minor improvements. This interim notice backdates any additional rates that are now due as a result of the amendment to GRV.
Gross rental value?
Yeah, to no earlier than the 1st of March 2015.
Yeah, I think you've got an answer for this one, Mike.
Yeah, Rod.
Chafing at the bit to answer.
Rod, the valuer general, who is part of the Landgate team, does the gross rental values, which the councils then use to set the rate in the dollar. That then is how rates are calculated. The valuer general also monitors improvements to properties, and the councils request us to do interim evaluations when they notice that there's an improvement made. And then
the improvement was 2 years ago, did you say, or longer?
Yeah,
no,
2008. Sorry, you said, didn't you? Yeah, well, it's more than 2 years ago.
That's 7 years ago. Yeah, that does seem a bit... Whether we're just playing catch-up with that local council, I'm not quite sure. But
it's a little strange.
I think the first point of inquiry would be the local council, the local government, so that's Gosnells in that case. And if there's a query about the actual GRV assessment, then there's a process by which you can make an inquiry through Landgate to the Valuer General.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be ringing the Shire first thing Monday morning inquiring that, Rod. And just while you're on that subject, Mike, with rental values going down substantially, are we looking at reductions?
Yeah, so we do the metropolitan area every 3 years, and I'm just not quite sure where we are in the cycle. I think we may have just delivered roles for in July of this year, so it'll be another 3 years until we reissue valuations.
Well, yeah. So, and is it based on what time period? I know with land tax, it's based on the previous, on the 1st of August, the previous year.
I think it's the previous, the 1st of August 2014 would be the current, the valuations that are currently being.
So there should be some revision. So that's where I'm a little bit surprised, Rod, that, and particularly if it's just a garage out the back, it shouldn't make a huge difference to the rental value. What? How much is the difference in the amount? Year. Sorry, Rod, we didn't catch that.
About $93 a year.
Extra?
Yeah.
Hmm, okay.
Now, it's so got
$2
in
a week extra rent.
Is ordinary completed within 12 months on the completion of a minor improvement. A recent review by the Building Services Unit identified a number of minor improvements on properties that had been completed over the past 5 years that had not been forwarded.
Well, it's more than that, isn't it? Hmm. Yeah, I'll be ringing the local shire and seeing that their records are correct. They might have booted up an old computer and so it sent out a notice because they've got their records a little bit skew if, particularly with the time period.
Nice to them, but they won't give me any actual dates or anything when the shed was completed and when they advised.
Well, they should have, unlike City of Stirling that unfortunately, for some strange reason, lost all their plans going back, I think, from about the mid-'80s. I've heard all sorts of stories as to why, but they don't have them. They should have all those records. And as the owner, you're entitled to it. You may have to pay some money to get a copy of the plans, but you're entitled to what records the council has.
Well, aren't the plans my copyright? Because I would...
Well, you're the owner, yes. There might be some charge to extract them from the archives, but certainly they should have those plans with all the details, particularly seeing you're saying that was all council approved.
Yeah, but they reckon in the last 5 years, but this shed was built in 2008.
Yes, but, you know, councils have been known to get their timing and dates wrong.
Yeah, it's just quite weird to me because there's... It's unfair, I think, because the way they've gone about doing it, there's nothing on the rates notice saying what the variation, the interim rates are for.
I think you've got a little bit of a case there. I'd be going down and seeing them, going through it, seeing what records they have and setting it straight.
Thank you, Rod, for your call. Let's go to John now. He's in Sorrento. Hi, John.
Good morning, Harvey and team. I've got a question. Yeah, g'day, Rob. Question for you about the NRAS, the National
Rental
Affordability Scheme.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is that, in your general opinion, a good thing for private? Is it available to individual private investors? And is it a good scheme, do you think, for small investors to get into?
Look, I think you need to assess these things on a availability basis on the particular case by case. So when you've got a development that's been done under this process, which there was a lot happening, say, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, you need to look at it and assess that in comparison to what else is available in the marketplace and then weigh it up as to whether it's good value or not. Have you got a particular one that you're looking at the moment?
Well, I was just wondering whether, you know, you have to get approval prior to going ahead with any sort of development or whether,
Yes. I believe it's a reasonably... You're looking more from a development point of view rather than a buying point of view, as in buying the end product.
Yes.
You're looking at actually doing it as a developer.
Yes, that's right. As a small developer, and I was, like, I've started a small development and I was just become aware of this scheme and I wondered whether it's too late to have a look at it.
Look, if you haven't started it, I'm sure it's not too late to have a look at it. There is, it's a federal national program. Have you spoken to them about it?
No, I haven't. I've had a quick look at the internet, and I just wonder whether it's something that you, as an agent, whether you manage any properties in that area or not.
We don't personally, but from a slightly different perspective, I was thinking more of a buying perspective. From a development perspective, well, then you've got to put that into your mix of your development costs and so on. You know that you have to provide a certain percentage at affordable rental and available in the marketplace at a lower price, and you've got to think about that. There's evaluations, I understand, are done, and then I think it's 20% discount that you need to be able to offer it for. So, of course, you can plug that into your feasibility. To me, as a developer, I would think it just adds a level of complexity. You are paid for it, so I guess you take that into account. I think you need to look at the marketplace where it is. Is it going to be appropriate for the particular marketplace? And it's about affordability. So if you're looking in areas where I suppose the rental prices have come back a fair bit and you need to have a really good price point to be able to get the properties rented, then perhaps it might work. But in some areas of Perth, it probably doesn't work because depending on the mix of properties through there. So you've got to look at it case by case and obviously work the numbers to make sure it's worthwhile. In all these situations where you're getting funding from government, they're there to stimulate development in certain aspects, but there's always a quid pro quo to it where you've got to say, well, the benefit is I'm getting the money, but the negative is I've got to sell for a lower price, I've got to rent for a lower price, and I've got a lower return from it. So you've got to weigh all that up.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Hope that helps.
It certainly does.
Without actually really answering the question, but it depends on the situation.
Good on you, John. And we've got a heap of calls coming up, and we'll get to Gary firstly very soon.
Talking property for summithomesgroup.com.au. Are you ready for bushfires this summer? Preparing for and responding to bushfires is a joint effort between the government and community. You can play your part by making sure your home is prepared for bushfires. Clear vegetation and rubbish from around your home and keep your gutters free of leaves. A well-prepared house has a better chance of surviving a bushfire. For more information about preparing for bushfires, download a copy of the Prepare, Act, Survive booklet from areyouready.wa.gov.au. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services and 6PR, helping you get ready for the bushfire season.
Ross Williamson here. For $49,900, you can have one of my 4 or 5 acre blocks on the south coast at Hopetown. A serviced, acreage, coastal lifestyle block with range views, all for $49,900. Google Hopetown Property or go to rosswilliamson.com.au.
It's the famous all-day 50% off sale at Noni B today. That's right, ladies. Everything is 50% off across the entire store, but only today. Make sure you hurry in. 50% off everything is a lot of Christmas savings. And like me, get in early to secure the best discounts and bargains across the full range. No exceptions. Whether it's in-store or online at nonib.com.au, you won't want to miss this amazing pre-Christmas sale. So when you come in, enjoy 50% off everything store-wide at Noni B today.
G'day, Stefan here from Caravans WA with our famous once-a-year sale. Unlike the others, our once-a-year sale is a real sale with real savings. Family vans, off-road, semi-off-road, luxury and touring vans have all been slashed and all stock must go. Our sale also includes new orders and custom builds. But hurry, a sale must end December 22nd. So for huge savings and the best deals, see me, Stefan, first at Caravans WA, 1834 Albany Highway, Maddington, MD 23364.
I just bought my dream home. Quiet area with room for a pool and the cutest front verg. Nice. Do you know if there's road widening planned? Because you might lose that front verge.
Oh.
Is it near an airport? Might not be as quiet as you think.
Oh.
Does it have underground infrastructure or in a bush forever zone? You may need to rethink that pool.
Before you buy, get a property interest report. Google Landgate or ask your real estate agent. Authorised by the State Government, Perth.
Tony Ale Fresh Food Market is bringing farm fresh produce to you with the best selection of fresh fruit and veg, like garden fresh cabbage, 99 cents each, freshly picked celery, 99 cents per bunch, carrots, 99 cents per kilo, sweet juicy navel oranges, 1.99 per kilo, and crispy pink lady apples, 2.99 per kilo. Some items pre-packed, prices may vary. Tony Ale Fresh Food Market, open 8 to 6, 7 days a week, 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFratis and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees, no more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Clarkson to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel DeFratis or Rod Ryan on 9499 6000. DeFratisRyan.com.au.
For $49,900, you can have acreage on the south coast at Hopetown. Google Hopetown Property or go to rosswilliamson.com.au.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
And, of course, Rob Druitt in the studio with me today, along with Mike Bradford, who's the CEO of Landgate. If you've got any questions about titles and one thing or another, he's the man to answer them for you. 9221882 at the end of our show. We'll give $100 away, $100 cash, thanks to Summit Homes. G'day to Gary of Thornley. How are you, Gary?
G'day, fellas. Good, thanks. The Land Tax office gave me a lovely look.
Land Tax, Gary. A steam is coming out of my ears. It's making it hard to hear you. This is something I am furious about.
Yeah, well, they sent me a lovely little Christmas card and said, here's an 80% increase in your land.
Yeah. Now, how is that possible when it was supposed to be a 12.5% increase?
I have no idea, mate, but it's gone. I've got two properties in Eastern Park from 911 to 1676.
It's outrageous. And it's actually, if you analyse that bill, it's because there's two components to it. There's the land tax and there's the Metropolitan Regional Improvement Tax, which hasn't changed. You need to look at whether the valuation's gone up, but I've got a land tax bill where the valuation has not changed and the actual land tax component has more than doubled. And you'll find the same with that bill when you analyse it, because the MRIT hasn't changed, but the land tax has probably more than doubled, which is outrageous. And this state government just did not obviously model it. They didn't think about the implications for it, and property owners across Western Australia are now going, my goodness. I had a fellow agent ring me with a property, and his land tax, it's a very expensive property, but it went from $13,000 to $22,000, and he said, well, that's 50% of my rent. Why am I keeping this property?
Yeah, exactly.
So what you need to do is write to your local member and express your discomfort with this outrageous increase, and I would encourage any of the listeners who have land tax bills to do the same. The government, state government, needs to hear from a broad base across Western Australia that it's unacceptable to basically double land tax in 1 year and hit a group of investors that are looking to try and provide for their retirement in the future and are providing rental properties which helps with affordability in the marketplace. I haven't really given you much of a chance to talk, have I, Gary? Because I'm a little bit worked up on this subject.
No, never guess.
He's gone to write to his local member. Good on you.
Okay, gone. He has. Thank you, Gary. Let's go to Peter of City Beach. Hi, Pete.
Morning, gents. How are you going?
G'day, Peter.
Look, I just heard you talking about NRAS, and NRAS has been available now for nearly 12 months.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. I haven't heard anything about it. Yes.
No, yep. No, it hasn't been. I'm involved in property.
Yep.
And I can tell you it hasn't been available. So that guy who rang through won't be able to get it. Someone can buy an existing property with NRAS in place. And it's normally a 10-year rental agreement with the government, and it's indexed, and it's a really good scheme. So if somebody as an investor can buy one, they'd be mad not to take it because they are outstanding.
Provided, of course, the property's in the right location and it's the right price.
Yeah, all the usual criteria must be in place.
Yep.
But
exactly.
If that's all in place and they've got an NRAS, it's just fabulous.
Yep. Yeah. Very good. Sorry. Thanks for your comments.
All right, guys.
Good on you.
There you go. Well, that's clarified that. Now, I think somewhere along the line here, I may have a... yes, we've got an email. And thank you to Lee. Hi, property guys. That would be us. I have a property in Ocean Reef, close to the old Ocean Reef Marina, which is rented. Not the Ocean Reef Marina, but the property. I've had for more than 10 years and always considered selling, but thought I would wait for the new Ocean Reef Marina to build, or to be built, that should be, I suppose, adding some value. Would you predict much growth in the area in the coming years? The marina development has been a long time coming. Thanks for reading. You are welcome, Lee.
It certainly has been. It's amazing how long it takes to get these marinas up and running. I mean, Hillary's was a great example of, if we go right back in time, there's probably even some listeners out there that remember protesting against it and how terrible it was going to be for the ecology and everything in the area. And then when it was built, and now it's like, wow, it's the greatest thing they ever did. So it does take an enormous amount of time for the appropriate approvals. It certainly has a very positive impact on values. If you look at Hillary's Marina and the impact that's had on that whole area through there as a focal point for both entertainment and facilities, it's just fantastic, and it's had a very positive effect on values over the years. Same thing will happen with other marinas through the area, and of course when it's finally constructed and so on, that will have an uplift. I don't anticipate a lot of capital growth in the next couple of years. I think we're in a pretty flat cycle at the moment. I think we've had a correction in the property market throughout this year, where prices have fallen by, say, 5 to 10%, depending on the particular property. I see that levelling out now. I see buyers who have been holding off now realising that this is the new price level, but it will be a fairly flat market. That's the...
Mm. There is a nice, there's a nice new sports club there, the Ocean Reef Sea Sports Club. I know a group that went down there yesterday for a gathering, and they reckon it's okay down there. That's at the Ocean Reef Marina, so things are happening there.
Oh, yeah, very much so, and certainly has had an impact on facilities in the area and values. But in the broader context, the bigger picture is where we are with the state economy and how things are chugging along at the moment, and it's going to be fairly flat, unfortunately.
Now, Jan writes, if you have a holiday home not rented out, why do you have to pay land tax? Thank you, Jan.
Doesn't matter whether it's rented or not. Land tax applies to all properties other than your principal residence, your main residence that you're living in. So whether it be a vacant land, holiday home, investment property, you'll be paying land tax. And I probably should not talk any more about that. I'll get fired up again.
Simple way is it's not your principal place of residence, so that's it.
No, well, that's right. And look, you know, it's fair enough that there is a tax on it. I don't dispute that. But having such a massive increase in 1 year on the back of two large increases in the last 2 years is going to have an impact.
So you're not happy, Jan?
Okay. Not happy, Jan.
Got that. Mike of Beachborough. G'day, Mike.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good.
Good. Hey, I've just got a quick question. It probably folds into this land tax stuff, which we won't talk about. It's reference stamp duty. Now, my partner and I, we've been together for over 20 years. We're not married. But we've been together for 20 years. We have our principal residence. We also have a small investment unit in Midland. As it's currently situated, everything's in my name and nothing's in hers, and we wanted to move the units into her name.
Is there
a minimum? I mean, is there a market value? How does it? Is it calculated on what the sale price is, or
it'll be calculated on the market value? The only concession that I'm aware, and it's good that we've got Mike here at the moment, is married couple or de facto, same legal situation, obviously, in relation to the property. If you want to put it as joint tenants together, then you can transfer and do that. But a transfer of property to your partner or wife as a whole or not as joint tenants, 50-50 ownership, you will be paying stamp duty on it.
Yeah, all transfers need to be assessed for stamp duty, and then you can figure out what concessions are available.
Okay, so
that's the override.
How do we get that assessment done? I mean, like previously ones that we've done, obviously it's been worked out on the price that we bought the property for, but in this case...
It'll be current market value, Mike. And are you looking at transferring 100% of the property?
Yep. The whole thing is her name, and it's primarily based around, if it's in my name as well, when I'm a bit closer to retirement than she is, then there is obviously an issue for me because it's not my permanent place of abode, so to speak.
Yes.
If she's got a little way before we get to retirement and superannuation and pensions and things like that, which is why we want to put that whole property into her name.
All right. Well, you will be paying market rate stamp duty, which will be a reasonable amount of money depending on the value of the property. Do you know approximately what sort of value it is?
Yeah, look, we've had this one for just over 12 months, and it was a 2x1 in Midland at 306 is what the purchase price was for us.
Okay, well, yes, you're going to be paying a little bit. Let's work out what that works out to be. It is $11,115.
Yeah, and
so you've got to weigh that up whether that's worth.
Well, it is, but in the event that we were to part company and a family court was to say that's yours, that's hers, is the stamp duty still an issue?
No, look, it's a very good question. No, when you have a court order, a settlement in a divorce situation, or a parting of ways, then that is not dutable for a stamp duty. So in that situation, it's not.
Okay.
But it's not good tax planning.
No, it's not. But yeah, no, we're just trying to sort of like line our ducks up. We've got about 8 or 9 years to go, so we just want to work out how's the best way to position ourselves.
Yeah, and you weigh that up with the costs and to get the right advice, but you will be subject to stamp duty there and the transfer.
As always, guys, appreciate your time.
No worries, Mike. Thanks for calling us. It's right on 9:30. Jenny at Mount Nasura will be next.
Talking property for summithomesgroup.com.au.
IGA and Variety, the children's charity of WA, invite you to join Nine Perth's Louise Momba and me, Graham Maybury, for the 2015 IGA Carols by Candlelight for Variety.
Join Graham and me as we celebrate the magic of Christmas with a live orchestra and choir supporting a huge lineup, including Dami Im, the Merry Minions Christmas Experience, and a host of WA talent at Langley Park, December 20.
IGA Carols by Candlelight, supported by City of Perth, Nine Perth, Concept Marketing and 6PR.
It's an open and shut case. If you want a locally made custom kitchen, the choice is Joyce. 20% off right now. Hurry. Visit joycekitchens.com.au.
24 months interest-free on Apple Mac ends this weekend. Make Christmas magic at Harvey Norman with the Mac you want now and pay later. Zero interest, no deposit and no payments until November 2017. Get the MacBook Pro, MacBook Air or iMac you want now and pay later. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance to about $1,300. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. Excludes iPhone, iPod, iPad and Apple Watch. See website for details. Hurry! Offer ends this weekend at Harvey Norman.
This is Dr. Golestani from Dental 359 Mallow Clinic. If your dentures make life uncomfortable, you could be a candidate for the all-on-4 procedure that can give you your smile back with an implant-retained set of teeth. Come to my free information evening on Wednesday, December 16th at 7 p.m. I'll be discussing how the all-on-4 procedure will leave you saying goodbye to dentures forever. Bookings are essential, a space is limited. To reserve your space, call Dental 359 on 1-300-625-625.
This weekend, that's all you have. Just this weekend to get premium Bessemer cookware at up to 70% off. Quality cast aluminium Bessemer cookware at up to 70% off. Only this weekend, only at the Bessemer Warehouse Sale. Saucepans, fry pans, casseroles, specialty dishes, and much, much more, all up to 70% off. Trade in your old Bessemer cookware on the day. You won't find Bessemer deals like this anywhere else. This weekend only, don't miss out. The Bessemer Warehouse Sale. 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. 144 Bannister Road, Canningvale.
People have purchased property in the past and been disappointed after learning they couldn't use the land for what they intended. Don't let this happen to you. A Landgate property interest report can help. The report merges property interest information from a range of government agencies, like aircraft noise, plans for road widening, proximity to noise and odours from intensive agriculture, and many, many more. It's in your best interest to find out property interests before you buy. Google Landgate for details or ask your real estate agent, authorised by the State Government, Perth.
If your credit history is holding you back from getting a home loan, give Liberty a call so they can help you get a fresh start. Visit liberty.com.au or call 13 11 33 today. I'm calling it
Liberty Financial, approved applicants only.
It's the famous all-day 50% off sale at Noni B today. That's right, ladies. Everything is 50% off across the entire store, but only today. Make sure you hurry in. 50% off everything is a lot of Christmas savings. And like me, get in early to secure the best discounts and bargains across the full range. No exceptions. Whether it's in-store or online at nonib.com.au, you won't want to miss this amazing pre-Christmas sale. So when you come in, enjoy 50% off everything store-wide at Noni B today.
On the Weekend Wake-Up, we're talking property.
For Summit Homes, and Summit Homes are making available $100 cash for one of our callers today. Jenny and Chris are our next callers online. Firstly, we go to Mount Nasura. Hello, Jenny.
Good morning, Harvey. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I was wondering if I could speak to the gentleman from Landgate.
I don't know if he's still here. Mike, he's here.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just have a query. I have to organise to get the property into my name, as both my parents have been deceased. Now, I do have all the relative documentation that I need to do that. Now, first off, I have to pay stamp duty, is that correct?
Well,
on the property?
So it's from your passing from your parents to
yes,
you.
It is.
I don't believe you do, but all transactions need to be assessed for stamp duty, but I'm pretty sure there's a concession in that case.
Yeah.
Is that right, Rob?
Certainly, yeah, it would be. It provided, I think there's a time period. You need to be within 2 years, and that also applies with capital gains tax. So there certainly is a concession there, so it can be transferred into the executor of the will or directly to the beneficiaries.
Right. Well, it's over 5 years since my mum passed away, So they did say that I needed to, they sent me out a identity verification form. So I need to fill that out and get the stamp duty paid first. That was what I was told to do.
Because it's over the period. Yep. And then, so it'd be worth looking into because maybe it would only be different.
It depends which one of your parents died and at what date. So it's got to be assessed, but then make sure you ask the question. In terms of the, are you the executor of their estate, Jenny?
Which is my father, which is 9 years ago.
Ah,
yep.
Yeah, okay.
So unfortunately, my mum had made a will, but she was too ill in the end to sign it. So does that make a difference? Because I'm the only child, and in my dad's will, everything in the case of my mum passing away was left to me anyway.
Yeah, so you're the only beneficiary?
Yes.
I think probably want to get some advice on that. Yes, either through public trustees or one of the trustee companies to assist you with that situation because a bit of time has passed.
You've
got to take that into account. And also, if there isn't a will, that's a different situation as well.
All right, because I was told with the actually signing over of the property that it would take over up to a month to sell. Or to get the paperwork in order because they didn't have enough people there to actually do it.
Okay. Well, that's the normal process, which isn't the real issue. The real issue is will you be subject to stamp duty and the appropriate documentation can be put together now to
enable that transfer. So would it be better for me to go to a lawyer?
Yeah, probably, yes, and seek some legal advice, quite likely as to what your situation is now, very much so, yes. Yeah.
Would it? Because I got a dodgy lawyer in the beginning for my mum. That's why we had all this problem.
Hello. We don't want any dodgy lawyers.
No, I know. The other thing is, because I was going to go into the city and get the stamp duty paid, they said to me, I explained the situation as far as both the timing of my parents passing away.
Yes.
So they said to me, no, just come in and pay the stamp duty and then take it.
What was the amount that they were assessing you?
Pardon?
What was the amount that they were assessing you on the stamp duty?
I think $20-something dollars, would that be correct?
That's just a transfer, simple transfer fee. I think anybody in West Australia would be happy to pay that.
Yes, I know. That's why it didn't sound correct to me at the time. So you're saying the best thing for me to do would be get some little legal advice?
I'd just clarify with Landgate first.
Give our office a call on 9273 7373 on Monday, we can probably give you some information that might assist you with that.
Right.
I'll certainly give you a guide as to what evidence you'll need, particularly if there is no will. I mean, I don't know whether the need to have probate issued or something like that, but you need the best thing is to get some advice. Ring us at Landgate. Talk to a lawyer. Get all the documentation in order. And once you lodge it at Landgate, it'll be, you know, the processing time is a couple of weeks perhaps for these sorts of things.
Right, because you do have to do it in person, don't you?
It is easier in this case to do it in person. You could engage a settlement agent to assist you with it as well. That would be
another thing you could do. Yeah, just need to check with that documentation. If Landgate have already assessed it and says that's what's required, then obviously they've got all the information.
Well, they have because it was done through a lawyer and I have got all the copies.
I'd go and pay the $20 and get it transferred.
Yeah, get on with it. You'll need to do the verification of identity, which you can do at Australia Post or any of those places.
Thank you, Jenny. Let's go to Chris of Rockingham. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Harvey. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. I have a query. I purchased a property with an ex-partner probably 10 years ago, and my current partner and I are starting to look at buying a house ourselves. She would be a first homeowner, but obviously because I've had a place before, I don't know how this situation should work.
Have to be in her name.
Yep. Could be just in her name only. Can't be together because you've already purchased a property. You're no longer a first home buyer.
Okay. And with, like, the offers that they have for first home buyers, we can go out to buy a house and land package. Obviously, I can't be assessed in that at all with my income.
Same situation, because, yes, and that's the tricky thing, because the bank will probably want to combine the two of you together with incomes. But, you know, the rules with first home buyers are very clear. And certainly if you've owned a property before in Western Australia, as the case is, you know, there are some concessions on that, I've got to say. But the first thing, I suppose, would be to double-check all of that. But on the surface of what you're saying, then it would need to just be in your new partner's name, who is a first home buyer.
Okay, no worries.
Good, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for that.
Mary is next up in Two Rocks. G'day, Mary.
Good morning. I have a query. I have a friend who has a duplex block and he wants to subdivide. Financially, he can't afford to do it himself, but he wants to stay in his own home, but he needs to sell the back block to do that. So I just wondered if somebody else was to finance it, or what could he do to get around that?
Yeah, you can do that. Obviously, there are some risks involved because you are providing the land and you need a good legal document and documents. What happens in that situation is a developer comes in or interested party comes in and they will pay the costs of doing the development, and there'll be a trade-off with the value of the land at the rear of the property, in this case, say, a battle axe block. It is a little bit complicated because there are risks involved in the sense that you want to know who you're dealing with when they start the works and so on. And also it's hard to get the numbers to stack up sometimes when you're just talking about one particular property. So...
But the cost of doing a survey strata, so there's, you know, cost and services and the actual subdivision, that wouldn't be outright.
It's not sheep stations,
yeah,
no.
And then you can sell the block as it's
always better to be in control yourself, yeah. But I guess the person you're talking about, that they don't have any resources to be able to do that?
No, they can't finance it themselves, but they need to sell that back block to keep the front home.
I see. Yeah. Okay. So, well, what they could do is there's several options. One is yes, to market it as a rear block, but it's difficult without actually having the approval and going through the process. You really want to, you really need the money up front to be able to put in the West Australian Planning Commission application and get your approval, and then market the property is a far better way to go. Unless, of course, you can find somebody who's prepared to pay the money up front. And you're probably talking between $10,000 and $20,000, depending on the situation, depending on the amount of, you know, headworks, whether a sewer line needs to be adjusted, whether there's retaining, fencing, and so on. But generally speaking, to create a survey strata block, I would say it'd be $10,000 to $15,000 would be the funds that would be required.
And if that was to happen, what would be a fair percentage if the person who provided the finance to subdivide, what would be a fair percentage when the block was sold?
Well, I guess what you do is you would assess what the value of the block is in today's market. You would then look at what costs are involved and the fact that they're paying that money up front. And then you would adjust the price to take that into account.
Okay.
So that, and that when the transfer goes through, when the title is available, they would obviously get a discount on the value of the property, which is struck today, because they're paying the costs up front. Now, there is some risks for them because they're forking out money but don't have any security.
Right.
And that's where it gets quite complicated. So there's a risk for the particular person you're talking about, because you've got to know who you're dealing with. What happens if they get halfway through the process and disappear? Okay, you're left with a half completed project. But probably more risk involved with the actual purchaser and whether they're prepared to do that, in which case risk is related to price, so therefore would have to be a bigger discount to enable them to say, well, look, I'm going to fork out $15,000, $20,000. I've got no security other than a legal document to say that I'm going to get this block at the end of the day. What happens if the person says, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to honour the agreement?
Right.
So it's complicated.
It can often be that relocation is, you know, if you've got a block with subdivision potential, selling it as a combined block and then relocating to another residence, and, you know.
The simpler thing might be just sell holus bolus and buy something else.
Mm.
And hopefully that transaction will happen in 90 days and it's done and move on.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much indeed, Mary. 922 11 882, if you'd like to join us. There is some room on the board now for the first time today. We have a couple of emails that have come in. Maxine, Our unit is in a strata set and is ground level with the courtyard. The Council of Owners has recently cut off our garden water to all courtyards. There are 8 in the complex of 24. The strata company has said that the Council of Owners are getting quotes to have reticulation carried out to these courtyards along with the common area. I thought the Council of Owners could only deal with the common areas and wonder if they're allowed to do this. We were not advised that this was going to occur and believe we should have had at least had water until any work was ready to be carried out.
On the surface, certainly sounds like it, but you might find that that courtyard is common area. Could very well be, depending on the particular strata plan. So advice would be to get a copy of the strata plan and check to see if it is not common property, it's part of the lot, then yes, you can't just, Council of Owners can't just go around cutting off the water.
But it would be good practice. Any strata company should be advising residents and owners.
Communication always helps, doesn't it, Mike?
Of any works that are going on.
And if you have any further queries, Peter Munday at Strata
Central. He's the man to be able to deal with that very quickly, yes.
Okay. Now, we have someone who's built a granny flat. Hi, I built a granny flat in the City of Swan this year, received an interim rates notice this week, $1,500. Julia.
Oh, that's a bit. What do you reckon, Mike?
So once again, well, obviously the local government probably advised Landgate that there's a development.
Improvements.
Had been improved.
There would be some uplift. But
yeah, we've done a gross rental value review and that's the answer. So I think, again, for would be ring the local government and you can certainly query the GRV.
Gross rental value. Obviously, there'd be some uplift, but that does sound like a lot.
Seems like a lot for a granny flat.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Rightio. Thanks for that, Mike. Coming up to 14 to 10, and your last chance to get on our program, Talking Property for Summit Homes, 92211882.
Talking Property for summithomesgroup.com.au.
Hi, it's Chris Ilsley. Next on Perth Tonight, we'll be joined by Carolee Katzenbarnes for her regular Monday segment. Ben Aylett will join us to talk technology and have a few Christmas gift ideas. And a reminder that you need to vote for our high school musical competition. It's finished. Now we want to know who the winner's going to be, and you decide. Jump onto 6pr.com.au and cast your votes right now.
Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley. Weeknights from 8 on 882 6PR.
People have purchased property in the past and been disappointed after learning they couldn't use the land for what they intended. Don't let this happen to you. A Landgate Property Interest Report can help. The report merges property interest information from a range of government agencies, like aircraft noise, plans for road widening, proximity to noise and odours from intensive agriculture, and many more. It's in your best interest to find out property interests before you buy. Google Landgate for details, or ask your real estate agent. Authorised by the State Government, Perth.
Mum, how have you found the retirement village?
Hang on, dear. Just us from across the village. Have you got a visitor? Now, what were you saying?
Oh, just us from next door. We saw a car parked at the front.
Oh, is the whole retirement village so nosy? You know, there is another way.
With Granny Flats WA, you won't have to worry about nosy residents anymore. Visit grannyflatswa.com, BRN 11156.
Harvey Norman Bonus Gift Weekend. Spend $200 or more on a huge range of home appliances, audiovisual, computers and technology and receive 10% of your purchase price back in Harvey Norman gift cards. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details. Great deals on fridges, washers, juicers, dishwashers, air conditioners, cooking appliances, shavers, TVs, soundbars, sound systems, Blu-ray and DVD players, plus 10% of your purchase price back in Harvey Norman gift cards. Spend it or re-gift it. Available in-store and online. Bonus Gift Weekend at Harvey Norman.
Isn't it about time you gave your car a pampering? AME Automotive in Canning Vale is now offering a limited number of Pamper My Car packages from just $159. You'll get a full major car service, including oil, filter and spark plugs, full car clean and complete comprehensive safety check. Plus, when you mention this ad, you'll get a $30 Caltex fuel card free. Conditions apply. To get your hands on a Pamper My Car package, call AME Auto on 9455 3225 or search online for AME Auto.
Mercedes-Benz is making this Christmas a lot less taxing. From now until December 31, purchase a new or demonstrator E-Class sedan, estate, coupe or cabriolet and you'll receive savings equal to the GST and luxury car tax, payable on the equivalent new car driveway price. That's a significant saving across the E-Class range. So, for a limited time only, unwrap the tax at your authorised Mercedes-Benz dealer. Conditions apply. While stocks last, excludes AMG models.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFratis and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees, no more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Clarkson to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel DeFratis or Rod Ryan on 94996000. That's 94996000. DeFratisRyan.com.au.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
Yes, we are, but only through until the news at 10, and then Carl and the boys are here for Sports World. How are you, Borry?
Good. Harv, how are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Australia versus the worst Indies.
Very funny. Yeah, they're a shadow of what they were when I was a boy going down there to the Wacker Ground watching Dennis Lilly and Tomo and Gordon Greenwich and Desmond Haynes and Vivian Richards and Michael Clive Harvey. Lloyd. And
oh, yes, he was very well done.
Yeah.
I remember watching, I deliberately went round laterally, you know, on the wings, if you like, just to watch Michael Holding run up, unbelievably fluid run up, and it just looked like he was loping, and then bang, out came an absolute grenade.
But when you think about Joel Garner and Malcolm Marshall, and the list goes on. Anyway,
Andy Roberts?
There's not going to be too many of them, unfortunately, running out onto the field to play for the West Indies.
So maybe Richie could put it, Richardson could put on his big floppy hat and go out there and play again.
Well, they got rolled this morning, you know that. They've lost by 10 wickets, so we'll talk about that. The day-night test match, that's certainly got the town talking. The A-League, the fan walkout, that's certainly been another big issue this week. But there's a lot to talk about, so they'll do that from 10. We've got good guests this morning. Mark Bosnich is going to join us. We'll also be having a chat to Sean Marsh and David Willey, who comes to town to play for the Perth Scorchers in the Big Bash.
Excellent. Thank you, Carl. Coming up after 10. Mike, you've got some material there from Landgate, State of the Nation, as it were.
Yeah, we'll be putting out our activity report for the end of November, probably early next week, and it shows that activity is still pretty slow, down about 7% on this time last year. But surprisingly, still
it's not
a lot
too
of,
bad, actually.
Yeah, that's it's still a lot of lot creation. So lots of strata lots being created, new lots.
Because there's a lag with that, isn't it? It takes time for the land to come through. Yep.
Yeah. So and the other thing that we're doing is that we're rebuilding our land titling system, and that's now live. And so we're starting to see some real benefits in terms of processing times and those sorts of things.
How does all that work?
Yeah. Well, it's a kind of a back end process, so it's a bit invisible to the customer, which is the way we want it to be. But
so you're not actually going into the back, going down the stairs, going around the corner, going to the third drawer, pulling out a title.
So the one thing we've done, along with Property Exchange Australia, we now stop all paper at the front door and everything is digital.
Stop!
Yeah.
Sensational.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it a lot easier to find records, I'm sure.
Oh, it does, and we can also automate our processing as well. So so there'll be a lot less need for human intervention in terms of things, which means hopefully less errors and all those sorts of things. So
fabulous.
It's all good.
Quicker turnaround times, so that's what we like to hear.
Yeah. Very, very good. Now, how do people access Landgate? What's the easiest way?
Yeah, just go Google Landgate and you'll go to our website. We've got a new website that works on mobile devices and on desktops, and it's got all our information. It's got a great search function there and you can get everything there. Or the Rewa website resells lots of our products as well.
Way to
go.
Very
good. Now, you have got a raft of options,
mate,
I believe,
I've got three
today.
Crackers
you've got
today.
Your little sort of,
I've got my little gavel on here and I'll be racing out here, putting my tie on and running out to Mount Lawley there. Jan Wilkie, one of the hardest working agents in Perth from Homestead, has got a fabulous block in Clive Road. We've got that at 11 o'clock, which is very unusual to have a vacant block of land in the Heritage Precinct there in Mount Lawley. So that's a cracker. And then a beautiful little place in Leederville for Altus Real Estate, Jamie Harrington there. Fabulous little home there, close to everything, just off Oxford Street. So I've got that at 12. And then I've got one of my own auctions in Balcatta, a triplex site in number 10 Townshend at 1 o'clock, which has got a very good reserve. I think it'll sell.
Well, that would seem, at least in this little pocket.
So I'm hoping for a trifecta today.
Big day out there at Ascot today. Even, we might not be able to go to the Christmas pageant. We can go to Ascot
today.
No,
that's right. Yeah, sorry for all the kids.
Yeah.
Mums and dads. It's a shame, isn't it? Fat Cat will be free tonight out in the town.
Kingston Town Classic out there today, so it'll be a good one at Ascot. But it would seem to me that even if it's just a one office survey of Druitt Shed First National in Double View.
Small sample set.
Things are on the
A little bit more, certainly this week, noticeable increase in activity. I think people suddenly realise, because buyers have been hauling off a bit, it's the end of the year, we better do something. So, which is what you tend to see happen at this time now, the first couple of weeks of December before it really quietens down after next week.
Is the fact that people are going on holiday holidays soon, and they're going to be luxuriating,
relaxing,
maybe in Bali or Penang or somewhere, or even down south here, so that they want to maybe get set up for the new year at this time of the year before.
I think people are focused on family and Christmas and so on. You know, when it gets that close to Christmas, around the second week, into the second week in December, doesn't mean we don't sell houses, and all good realtor agents are still out there. You know, and the opportunities are there. You just don't have the same marketing opportunities with home opens.
Surprising, we still do almost the same level of business in terms of transactions on those.
Yes,
the three
and
days,
even between Christmas
the three
and New
days
Year.
Between Christmas and New Year.
Really?
So it's obviously people taking advantage of the holidays to settle.
It's a great time to settle, isn't it? Because you're off, you're on leave, and then you can move into your new home.
Mm. Jolly good. All right. Well, now all that remains for us to do is to select a winner.
Ah, yes. We had some great calls today, didn't we?
We had some great calls, and thank you for people for getting in nice and early, so we're able to give them the amount of time that they deserved. But we've done a random draw. And we've come out with Peter of City Beach.
Yeah, Peter pointed out that the NRAS scheme finished 12 months ago, which was a good call.
I wonder why it did finish.
Well, I think it had a time frame, and obviously it's funding from the government, so there's a budget, and it had a certain time frame. It was successful in what it tried to achieve.
Not that it matters much now, but as I understand it, the agreement was if you were prepared to rent your property below its market value, the government was going to top up the difference.
That's right, yeah, and that encouraged some affordable rentals. Of course, in the meantime, in our local market, rentals have become a lot more affordable with the correction in rental prices, so that's helped out certainly tenants. Landlords are probably feeling a little bit of the pinch of that, but that's the ebbs and flows of the market.
That's the way it goes. Thank you to Gemma for producing our program. Thank you for coming in again at late notice, Mike. We may not see you before Christmas or New Year, but rest assured you'll be getting the tap on the shoulder from me very early in the new year, mate. If you'd like to come back in, we'd love to have you.
No worries, Harry. That'd be great.